Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we're going to go out to the newsmaker line. A couple of gentlemen that have had just an absolutely marvelous season. One's the head coach at Orange Glen High School, and the other is a star running back. And one name is Jason Patterson. The other is named Cale Patterson. And Coach Patterson, welcome to the program tonight, and congratulations on a CIF title.
Well, Coach, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. We're real excited.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's say hello to Cale. Cale, how you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Your dad ran you 36 times last week. How were those bumps and bruises last weekend after the game?
Well, you know, all year I've had over 30 carries almost every game, so I'm pretty used to the wear and tear by now, so.
Hey, Jason, let's talk a little bit about the resurgence of the Orange Glen Patriots. You know, I remember once upon a time it was one of the better football programs in San Diego, and I know when Valley Center opened up and Rob Gilster went up the hill, a lot of kids, were going to different schools, and they were going up to Valley Center, and it had been kind of a parade of coaches through Orange Glen for a number of years. But talk a little bit about when you took this program over a few years ago, how you've gone about to get it to where it's at now. And again, a year ago you guys were 1-9 and just a miraculous turnaround this year.
Well, you know, I was one of the guys. I was up at Valley Center for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I was able to come back down to Orange Glen, and it was just one of the best decisions I ever made. So last year we had one of those years where a bunch of kids transferred out, a couple ineligible guys, and we just struggled. And this off season, had a bunch of great kids that decided they wanted better, and they really committed themselves. And we had high goals. We had no idea what we could accomplish, but every week just kept getting better and better. So we're happy to be where we are.
Hey, Cale, let's talk a little bit about your year. I know a year ago you were the quarterback, and now Ethan Villalobos has come in and taken over that job. You've carried the ball 329 times this year for 2,196 yards, and by my accord, you got 29 touchdowns overall on the year. What's it been like for you not being the quarterback but being the star running back?
Well, I mean, I've played Pop Warner my whole life, and I've always played running back, so it was kind of out of the norm to play quarterback. So just going back to running back this year was a lot more natural for me, and I enjoy running back a lot more.
Well, let me ask you this. You also play on defense, and you're carrying the ball so much on offense. How many plays are you normally playing on defense right now?
At this point in the season, none. The second half of the season, I haven't played any defense at all.
Okay. And I want to remind everyone, this ball game is going to be Saturday night at Orange Glen at 6 o'clock. They're taking on L.A. Lock High, 10-4 on the year. Orange Glen comes in at 9-3. Jason, could you talk a little bit about what you've seen out of L.A. Lock this week on tape?
Yeah, L.A. Lock, they're very big up front. They have a very good running back, number 6, very quick, talented. They have a couple talented receivers. The quarterback is good, doesn't throw the best ball. I'd say their big strength is their defense. They fly around. They're very physical. They like to play some physical football. So we better be ready to play, because I know they're gonna bring their best game.
We're joined by Jason Patterson, head coach at Orange Glen High School, and his star running back, Cale Patterson, which happens to be his son. And, Jason, I want to ask you, what's it like coaching your son? Some coaches like to coach their son. Others don't want any part of it. Talk a little bit about that relationship.
You know, I love having Cale on the team, but I'm really fortunate. I never coach him during practice. We have some great coaches. James Trevelyan is the running back coach, does a great job. So for the most part, Cale and I talk football at home. But when it's practice time, when it's film time, I never say a word to him. And that's the way I prefer it that way.
Hey, Cale, what's it been like at school this week? And really, what's it been like at school all year with this turnaround of the football program? I would imagine people on campus got to be not only excited you guys won a championship, but you guys are actually hosting a state playoff game this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's great. The atmosphere on campus is phenomenal. And actually, this week when I walked into my class on Monday, the whole class started clapping for me as I walked in. So the students are very supportive, and it's great.
Oh, that's great stuff. Hey, do you play any other sports?
I do. I run track and field.
What are you doing track and field, 100 and 200?
Yeah, the 100 and the 4x1 relay.
Okay, great. Well, that obviously helps you for football a great deal. Hey, Jason, let's go back to you for a minute. What's it been like getting this football program going? I mean, you obviously had a history in that area, and you know what? This is your fifth year as a head coach, right?
It is. Yeah, correct.
And it hasn't been easy.
No, it is. It has definitely not been easy. I think that one of the main reasons we were able to turn around is every year we were able to bring some great coaches on staff and kind of help me. And the kids have done a great job. And honestly, I have a great offensive coordinator, Chris Plash. He was our old head coach. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Hutchinson's done a great job on defense. So really just try to surround myself with a bunch of great guys. And I think the kids respond to the coaches. And I just try to do my best to encourage the rest of us coaches and do the best we can.
You know, I want to ask you, and I've asked just about every coach I've had on during the season, you know, the early start time this year, how you felt about that, and also how about numbers? You know, and I know numbers in a lot of programs have been down. Some have stayed the same. Some are, you know, what they've always been. But for Orange Glen, that has had a hard time, you know, really getting that football program back to the winning ways. How are you guys doing on numbers, not only at the varsity level, but the lower levels?
You know, a little misleading. So we carried about 35 kids this year, but we had about 7 or 8 first-year seniors. Our lower level, about 3 years ago, we combined. We have a JV team, but it consists about 70% freshmen. So it's been good for us because we bring some younger kids up. We've started 6 sophomores all year, which is great as far as getting the experience. And our JV team plays a tough schedule. They've had some success. I wish we could get back to a freshman program. We might be a year or two away from that. But right now, I think the success, more kids will come out and just kind of, you know, football's a grind. It's a hard sport, and it's not for everybody, that's for sure.
Hey, Cale, I'm gonna finish this up right now with you. And, you know, going into this year, what were your expectations of this football team after you guys had gone 1-9 a year ago?
After the season last year, we dedicated ourselves in the offseason, and I think me and the whole team, we knew we were going to be successful just based on the work we had put in the offseason, and we kind of expected this the whole year.
Oh, that's great. Well, Jason, congratulations on first a section championship, and good luck on Saturday night against L.A. Law. Cale, safe travels carrying that football on Saturday night. Have a great ball game, and hopefully when that gun goes off, the Patriots will be marching on to the next round.
Thank you. Really appreciate you recognizing Orange Glen, and really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care, gentlemen. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Jason Patterson, head coach at Orange Glen High School. The Patriots, their first title since 1967. How about that? 51 years since they won their last CIF title. And I remember once upon a time coaching against Orange Glen with Dave Lay and Rob Gilster, and Sean Salisbury was the quarterback. And, boy, they have had some great players at Orange Glen. And good to see them bounce back with a section title. That was a very convincing win last weekend down at Otay Ranch. Last Friday night, 34-14 over Francis Parker. And Cale Patterson that night carried it 36 times for 213 yards and two touchdowns.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.